Hunter Valley wedding bus crash, Brett Button jailed for 32 years, date modified colon 2024-09-11T05:23:52.517Z, description colon Brett Button has been sentenced to 32 years in prison over the tragedy, which shocked Australia, Driver jailed over deadly Australian wedding bus crash, Getty Images. The driver responsible for one of Australia's deadliest road incidents, a wedding bus crash which killed 10 people, has been jailed for 32 years. 25 people were also injured when the coach overturned on June 11, 2023, while coming back from the celebration in the Hunter Valley wine region in New South Wales. Brett Button, 59, was in the grips of a prescription opioid dependency and driving too fast at the time of the crash. Initially charged with manslaughter, he instead pleaded guilty to a string of dangerous driving offences after taking a prosecution deal, a warning for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander viewers. This story contains images of people who have died. Surviving passengers and loved ones of those who died travelled from around the country to see Button sentenced, sobbing and hugging each other as the judge ruled he could not be released on parole until May of 2048. Button had taken a large amount of tramadol, a powerful drug which can cause drowsiness, brain fog, and poor vision, to manage his chronic pain on the day of the crash, but said that he did not realize he was impaired. However, passengers told the court they were terrified by his erratic driving, and some had urged him to slow down. Shortly after, he lost control of the bus on a roundabout, causing it to tip on its side and slide along a guardrail. It was carrying 35 passengers and everyone on board, except Button, was injured or killed. 2 whole days were devoted to listening to statements from more than 30 of those impacted in a hearing the judge called unprecedented in scale. Several people spoke of their enduring grief and daily physical agony. Graham McBride suffered serious injuries in the crash, which also killed his wife Nadine, his only child Kaya, 22, and her partner Kane Simons, 21. Crying, Mr. McBride told the court, "My family tree has been cut down. I just want my old life back. I want to be able to sleep on a dry pillow. I just want to lay in a comfortable position without a broken neck and heart." Facebook/Sydney Women's AFL Masters, Kaya and Nadine McBride both died in the Hunter Valley crash. Nick Dinakis, who lost his girlfriend Darcy Bullman that night, was also left on the brink of death, with a broken neck, debris throughout his face like shrapnel, and a brain injury he is unlikely to recover from. "UVE broken me physically, UVE scarred my body, and worst of all, UVE broken my heart and mind," the 30-year-old said. Button sat silently as victims told him how he had orphaned kids, turned partners into widows, and forced parents to bury their adult children. "Touching your daughter's cold arm in a morgue is something a father can't explain," Matthew Mullen, father of 26-year-old Rebecca Mullen, said. The court also heard some of those affected were now too scared to drive and too physically and mentally destroyed to ever work again. Speaking for the first time, Button apologized and said he'd struggled to express his regret and grief. "I've tried to figure out the words to say I'm sorry, but how do you say you're sorry for such a horrible tragic event that has ruined the lives of hundreds of people," he told the court. "I live with this every day and I hate myself." Judge Roy Ellis told the court he had never seen a case which had caused such extraordinary devastation to so many individuals and families in his 50-year career. "The court hopes that there will be some closure for at least some of you," he said, while handing down his sentence. Button was convicted of 10 charges of dangerous driving causing death, 9 counts of dangerous driving causing grievous bodily harm, and 16 counts of causing bodily harm by furious driving. The Hunter Valley in New South Wales is known for its vineyards and native bushland and has a reputation as a wedding hub. The tragedy shocked the nation and shattered the small regional town of Singleton. 6 of those killed, Nadine and Kaya McBride, Andrew, 35, and Lynan Scott, 33, Tori Cowben, 29, and Rebecca Mullen, were locals. Also killed were Kane Simons, from Tasmania, Zach Bray, 29 from Byron Bay, Angus Craig, 28, from Queensland, and Bowman from Melbourne, Australia.